The Livingston Overton County Chamber of Commerce, led by Director Zach Stevens, is proud to support our community with integrity, collaboration, and a focus on growth and transparency. Welcome, Zach.
Thank you for having me, Ben. Excited to be here today and appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I'm always happy to be with people that are in the chamber environment. Since I was on the chamber board and part of tourism and the Visitors Bureau here in Putnam County, I love talking to other folks. So hadn't got to meet you yet. Today's the first day, so pleasure to meet you. And again, thanks for being here. Let's learn a little bit about Zach Stevens. I love to get to know people. So Zach, what's your background? Are you from Overton County?
So my family has called the Livingston area home for I don't know how many generations, too many to count maybe. Yeah. So grew up in the area, went to school there, Gold Wildcats.
Hawkeye, right?
Yeah. Hawkeye. We're not going to do the chant,
though. I hate
though.
It. No, please don't. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding lives to people. Hawkeye, yeah, whatever. I'm up from a B. That's okay.
Found myself turning into a Golden Eagle after that. Started off pre-med, actually.
Yeah.
Decided that wasn't quite the right path for me and went into a different type of science, political science.
Okay.
Enjoyed that a whole bunch always enjoyed politics, so it was a good fit. And then ended up during college starting a consulting firm, working with associations, nonprofits, corporations, and elected officials, primarily in East Middle Tennessee. This opportunity presented itself. So I'm here talking to you today.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. So we have a few things in common already. Born and raised here in Baxter and then went to Tech.
Nice.
But I started out as a pre-dentistry major.
Oh.
Went and saw a root canal done by my dentist over Christmas break in my first semester. Almost passed out from watching the root canal. When I came to my dentist, Dr. Johns looked at me and said, I'm not sure you need to go in this field because if you can't stand a root canal, there's a whole lot worse you're going to see. Went straight to Tech that day and changed my major to accounting. So, but I had political science classes, which I loved. And I'm a county commissioner, so I like political science. But, yeah, it's a similar path.
So there could have been two doctors in this room today.
Could have been. And we wouldn't probably be here on this show of Local Matters for Stone
Probably
Call.
Not.
So
been doing the health segment.
Yeah, we'd be doing some kind of health podcast. But glad you're here. So at what point in time, you're doing consulting, and that intrigues me in another way because I know probably some of the people you've worked with. I know the personalities, being in government for 20 years, I know the personality you've worked with, and I know it can be fun, and I know it can be different. Let's just use
that's
that
a word.
Yeah, different. And so you have your own business, and of course, that's a responsibility in itself. Who called you, or what made you decide? Hey, I want to go be the director of the Chamber of Commerce in Overton County.
Yeah, I was living my happy little existence, working with folks, clients. Got a few phone calls whenever the opportunity opened. And I was like, you're insane. I'm not going to do that. And kept on getting phone calls. And so I think one day I actually woke up and I was like, you know, I could do this.
Yeah.
This could be really interesting and an opportunity to serve a community that I love and has really built me into the person I am today. So I softened on it and decided to jump in.
Yeah. So the tourism conference, Governor's Conference on Tourism, was a couple weeks ago. Were you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was there.
We missed each other.
We missed it. Well, there's a ton of people
there,
right?
There are. 650, I believe.
Yeah, and it's great, too, right? Because you're around so many wonderful people that not everybody's the same because that would be boring, but their passion is the same as far as tourism and the chamber and bringing in a better life for folks in the community by bringing in tax dollars outside of the county. And so I hate that we didn't get to spend time together, but, you know, the chamber in Overton County, you handle tourism, right?
Yeah. So at the chamber, we handle, you know, we're traditional chamber, you know, working with businesses and whatnot. We also do tourism. We also run our Main Street program as well. So we definitely are in that world and understand the importance of tourism. And so it's a lot of fun in that respect.
Yeah, it's crazy, the numbers, and I should remember them, but I'm not. Commissioner Izzo put them out there, the numbers that of billions of dollars tourism brings into the state, yeah, and what that equals out in tax dollars saved for residents of Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a phenomenon of tourism. People may not understand it or realize it like you and I do because we're in that world of what the benefits are,
yeah,
and have people come and visit, right? And so Overton County is beautiful and Livingston's wonderful and people are coming there.
Well, it impacts every resident, as the commissioner shared. You know, I don't know the number for Putnam County. I know Overton County, we're saving people $102 per household just from visitor spending, something we want to grow and expand. I think that there's a lot of opportunity in that arena to market ourselves even more so and get people to come to our community. It's really important.
It is, and we learn things at those conferences. That's why we go. One, we learn the meaning and the impact that it helps for our community. Two, we learn more ways to bring in more people,
yeah,
you know, and they have great classes and sessions and great networking opportunities. But one of the things that just sticks out to me is how many people are willing to work. And then how many jobs that are available out there in hospitality. There's so many jobs available in hospitality. And when we say hospitality, we're talking about restaurants, hotels, we're talking about parks, we're talking about all the things that people use in their quality of life or having fun. And the Department of Labor and Workforce is working together with the Department of Tourism to try to fill those jobs. And do y'all see a job problem? And do y'all have more openings in Overton County than you can fill?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. I talked to, you know, various employers have different, you know, needs. But I talk to employers on a regular basis, not just in, you know, tourism space.
Sure.
But, in other industry. And it's a big, you know, issue still today, finding, you know, the right skilled worker. Or even a person who will just show up, you know, that would shock us. You know, it kind of shocks me whenever I hear that. But there's some employers that still, you know, struggle with just getting people there.
Yeah, we see restaurants that are not full, but you go in to say, I got a table for four. And they turn around and say, it's going to be a 30-minute wait. And you're looking at a table of four that's open. And the reason we can't sit is there's not enough people to serve. Not enough employees to serve the table, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, how do we get more business into these restaurants and hotels so they can provide that service at capacity? Yeah. And that's something we're all working on in the tourism space and the chamber space. And so that's one of the reasons I go to these conferences, to try to, you know, learn more as much as I can.
Yeah, I don't think there's an easy solution. You know, if there was, we would all we'd have it figured out, right? You know, for some folks, I think it's, you know, getting them skilled up to meet that need. For some people, it's wage. Some people, you know, one of the big areas that I'm really interested in working on is childcare. Childcare affordability is something that a lot of people struggle with. And, you know, sometimes that's keeping people out of the workforce that could otherwise be in. So there's a number of things that I think could be done. Of course, we have to have strong partnerships with, you know, private business and with government as well, to hopefully meet some of those challenges.
So let's talk about partnerships with government. That's a great segue into something I want to talk about. How is the Chamber, Overton County Livingston Chamber, funded?
Yeah, so we're a membership-based 501c6. So through our members, businesses, and the community, along with, we do receive some funds from county and city.
And so one of the big pushes the Commissioner of Tourism, Commissioner Izzo, has is those hotel motel taxes, right?
Yeah.
Are you benefiting from those hotel motel taxes in Livingston, Overton County?
Yeah, so we're that's something we're working on to get a dedicated tourism budget so that we can use that to market our community better. Kind of have a game plan to get people to come to Overton County. So it's a work in progress still from that front.
Yeah, and there is a push, Zach, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a push for counties and cities to be able to capture Airbnb short-term rentals because some people are just not signing up, right? And there's various reasons why they're not. One, they don't like to pay taxes. And really, most of it's a pass-through tax because they're charging somebody a hotel motel tax to stay in their unit or their space, and then they're resubmitting that back to the state, and the county gets part of that. And then the other part of it is if they have more than one unit, then their property tax rate turns into commercial, which I understand is a higher rate. But if you're a short-term rental, you're going to collect that money, and you're going to be able to advertise more because you're not going to have anybody calling with regulatory issues saying you're not signed up and you can't operate. So there is a push to capture more of that, and that will only help counties across the state.
Well, it would help counties. It also help the Airbnb owner, I would say. You know, if we can collect those, I mean, it's not like the Airbnb owner is paying that tax. It's the visitor to the community. So if we can collect those tax dollars and effectively market the community even better, then that should help residents and business owners. So it's definitely a big push throughout the state. I know there's a number of rural communities that are still working on that to really get a dedicated tourism budget set up. And it's hard with short-term rentals, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it takes a team effort, right? Because the state, Department of Revenue is not trying to be regulatory. They're trying to be helpful. Yeah. Tourism's not trying to be regulatory. They're trying to be helpful. And then you have other outliers, other agencies that are trying to assist in that effort because COVID changed everything for short-term rentals. And that's, you know, COVID was not good, but some of the impacts were good for tourism and businesses, especially in Upper Cumberland. And now how do we capture that to put it back into our community and make quality of life better for our residents? So I know you're working on that. And when did you start? I didn't even ask. When did you start as the director?
On April Fool's Day. So this could be a big joke. I'm not really sure.
Quite yet. This year, right? Yeah, 2025. April, yep, so you're still six months in. Yeah, so you're new. So learn more from Zach Stevens about Livingston, Overton County, and the Chamber of Commerce there when we return after this break. Zach Stevens, director of the Livingston, Overton County Chamber of Commerce, is with me talking about all things chamber and tourism. So, Zach, you mentioned when we started, part of the Livingston, Overton County Chamber is Main Street. So you have the chamber side of helping businesses improve and recruit, retain, and then you have tourism, and then you have Main Street. So what is Main Street?
So Main Street is a national program here in Tennessee through the Department of Economic Community Development. You can become a Main Street certified community. There's a lot of benefits to that. One is the network of other communities in the state that are part of this. But it's all about getting people to come to your downtown and having a great, beautiful downtown. So you can apply for grant funding through your Main Street program. You're also sometimes putting on events to get, you know, visitors from out of town to your community. So we're working in Overton County to set up a 501c3 for this. In Overton County, in Livingston, we're also one of six communities in the state that has a special tax rebate zone. And so that funds our Main Street program. And that's set to expire, I believe, in 2027. We're working from an advocacy standpoint to ensure that that continues. You know, we've been able to make some fantastic investments in our downtown. I would say we have a Hallmark-worthy downtown.
Yeah.
You know, we have Central Park, which was partially funded through this, and many of the facades on our downtown buildings, we've been able to bring those up and make them look even nicer over the years. You know, we don't have power lines in our downtown, so a lot of that visual improvement, along with like our Live in Livingston concerts, is funded through that. So it's huge for our community. A lot of people don't know anything about it, but we do a lot of work through Main Street to make our area vibrant.
When you're applying for that funding through Main Street, are you talking to your businesses there and asking them to participate or asking them questions that helps you with the application? You know, how often are you working with them?
I feel like I talk to business owners every single day. Some days more than others. But, we're regularly in contact with business owners, small business owners, just trying to see what they need. I think at some point we might end up talking about entrepreneurship.
Sure.
And that's something that's important to me. But resources that they need, but also how do we get, you know, we have so many great shops there on the square in Livingston. So how do we ensure that visitors know about our community through events that we're having and whatnot? So, yeah, we're regularly in contact.
Well, and those businesses, those people make up the community, right?
They do.
And the people that come into their spaces and spend money, and it's, you have to include them and get feedback, and it makes them feel good about what you're doing too. Like, you're giving them, they have ownership, yeah, right, of what you're doing, and I think it's great to communicate, because they are. Listen, it's not too long ago that I had your mayor on, and we were talking about how much downtown has improved over the last several years in Livingston. And it is a hallmark town, especially at Christmas. Like, when you go up there, the city, the county, the chamber, all of you all have partnered up to make it look and feel like this is a place you can go and spend some time, not just 30 minutes, but actually park, walk around the square, go eat, go to shops, and just enjoy the scenery and the nostalgia there. And so, but that takes money.
Yeah.
It takes effort.
And takes effort from those business owners. I mean, you know, we oftentimes hear, you know, small business owners are the backbone of our economy or whatnot, but it's really true in our downtown, especially. Like, you know, those businesses, the facades, those type of things would not be nearly as pretty and vibrant if it weren't for the people inside who are working day in and day out and all the visitors that come see us. So
you said you want to talk about entrepreneurship, and we'll gladly do that. And I can lead into that by asking this. Just around the square there, around the old courthouse, is every space full, or are y'all looking to bring in some people that have that's an empty space?
So I almost wished we had some open space, because I'd love to have more stuff down there, but right now, I believe every single shop is full. You know, and there's restaurants, boutiques and home goods stores and things like that. But we also have a respiratory company up there and lawyers, and so it makes for a vibrant downtown.
Well, it's diversified, right? I mean, there's different things, and I shouldn't really exclude the downtown area to just the square. There's more to the downtown, right? Because you reach down and there's other restaurants and businesses that you can go see. But you're in constant communication. So when you're looking for entrepreneurship, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, so starting a company whenever I was young, I guess I bought into the idea of entrepreneurship and being a small business owner. You know, it's rewarding, but also can be challenging. And so, you know, it's something that we're constantly working on, making sure that young people know that this is a viable pathway to make a good, decent living. But also those existing small businesses, what resources do they need, you know, whether it be financial or marketing help or whatnot. And so our regional entrepreneur center, the Biz Foundry, you know, we're partnering with them on a number of programs. For example, starting next month in October, we'll be starting a startup boot camp. We recently just had a small business town hall, which was really informative, just to hear from business owners what things they need. You know, we want to challenge some of the assumptions that we might have. You know, we heard from someone in agriculture, marketing, cleaning, had kind of a array of businesses represented. So we just want to make sure we're taking care of, like I said earlier, the backbone of our business community. So
what are some of the challenges that you're hearing back from these business owners that they're sharing with you at these workshops?
Yeah. So, and it's different for everyone. Some people, it's, I this is my baby.
Yeah.
It's hard to delegate. Some people, you know, they may have grown up in an era in which, you know, digital marketing or whatnot was not prevalent or not existent. And so that's an area they struggle with, or, you know, really putting back enough dollars to effectively market, to a wider audience. A few people, I think, need, you know, financial guidance, especially if they're trying to grow. And, you know, there's a lot of great resources out there for small businesses. if they want to step up in that way. So,
well, I think it's great that that's part of an outreach that you all provide, right? A service that, you know, people think of chambers, they just think about businesses and recruiting business or retaining the business there. They don't think about education and information they're providing, because the social media thing's huge.
Yeah.
Digital marketing, social media. I mean, some of our people that's been in business years, I mean, many years, have been a little bit reluctant to, you know, revolutionize how they market, right?
Yeah.
But now they're seeing benefits of it, and you are a part of that.
Yeah. So.
Do y'all have dedicated seminars y'all do just for social media?
Yeah, so we're working on getting some of those up and running. We haven't really done anything like this in the past.
Yeah.
So this is all kind of getting feedback from folks and making it happen.
Awesome. That's good information. Zach Stevens with Overton County, Livingston. Which one is it? Is it Livingston first?
Livingston, Overton County.
It's always the city first. I'm a county guy. I don't understand why it's the city. Come on. All right. Livingston, Overton County Chamber of Commerce. Director Zach Stevens is with me. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Zach Stevens, the Livingston, Overton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, is with me here on Local Matters. Good information so far. Zach has been in the job for about 6 months now and doing wonderful. And your background probably helped with this venture, the adventure you're going on in the chamber world. And you've done a great job covering so many things you do at the chamber. We haven't really tapped into economic development yet, Zach. So what are you and your team? Well, let's talk about your team right quick. It's you and who else?
An assistant.
An assistant. So it's you and two people.
No. Yeah, me and another person.
Yeah, two people total.
Yeah,
that's
we're lean.
You're lean. That's a good way to say it. I was going to say something else. Thank you for that's a good. So you're lean, but you're working and you're doing everything you can. So how do you and your assistant tackle economic development for Livingston and Overton County?
Yeah, it's definitely something I want to work on even more so. I think that, so we recently just had the ribbon cutting for American Stave in Rickman. They're a stave manufacturer, you know, like on whiskey barrels.
Yeah.
There's a $30 million investment over 5 years. They're going to be adding, they have 35 people hired. It'll be a total of 85. Good paying jobs. So that's a great example of what we need to be doing more of. I think, like a lot of communities, one of our biggest struggles is actually having sites available. So we have one site available, and then we have a place with a existing building on right now. So, you know, finding manufacturers or some type of industry to go on that site and develop something out or into that building is very important to us. But also looking at the long term, you know, a lot of this stuff takes forever. And, you know, it might not be politically expedient, but, you know, it's important to think about, you know, 5, 10, 20 years from now and what kind of investment do we want to see in the community from companies far and wide. So it's important to do that. You know, we want to make sure that people have good paying jobs. You know, we're very, I don't want to say blessed, but we're blessed to have TCAD and Vol State in Livingston so they can help train up people. They have some great programs there. And so we're fortunate to have those higher education institutions there to help skill our folks.
Yeah. So I'm curious, kind of like a cat, this new business, this stave business.
Yeah.
How did that even start in Rickman? What's the process for this? Where did the inception? Tell me all about it.
So, white oak, we have a good amount of that within our region. And so, you know, available land, you know, low cost of living and doing business, we were kind of that perfect place for it. So, and so that's going to be huge for loggers, right? So I, like many things, it's kind of a confluence of different factors. And I mean, that's how it is with any, you know, company. They kind of have their criteria and they look for places that meet that, right?
So is this a existing citizen, or is it somebody moving in to do this?
So this is a brand. This is actually a global company.
Oh wow!
And so this is a brand new operation that they've set up. Yeah, it used to be a farm.
Yeah,
and now there's piles and piles of lumber up there. So, yeah, it's a big investment.
So how do you build off that? I mean, I know you said you have one building and one site. And so how do you market that? Hey, look at us. We just brought this $30 million investment into our community. It's a small community. It's Rickman, Tennessee. How do you build off that?
Yeah, so one of the things we're always doing is applying for RFIs, requests for information. We get those from the state of Tennessee through economic community development. But also there's so like the city of Livingston was just awarded a $1 million grant to put a pad out there on that site that's mm-hmm. available to develop. So applying for grants like that and making sure that stuff happens, that'll make that property even more of an interest to prospective companies.
Well, my next question was, have you talked to the city and county about developing that site or finding additional sites that you may not have tapped into yet?
Yeah, so in constant communication with our local elected officials and really emphasizing the need for finding additional land, we've gone through a couple of different studies to look at land. You know, you can buy a piece of property, but you have to make sure there's, you know, not going to be a flood zone on it.
Sure.
Or you know,
or have to buy another piece of property that has a flood zone. And yeah, I know how it works. EPA is all about the restrictions. Yeah. It's a process, right?
It is a process. And that's, you know, a few minutes ago, whenever I said, you know, looking 5, 10, 20 years from now, I mean, sometimes it can take that long, you know, because someone might have a piece of property that's great, but they might not be ready to sell that or whatnot. So it's a long-term, you know, plan. And it's something we're working with our elected officials locally, economic community development at the state level, and others.
What do you tell a company like the one that's coming in for the state, even their interest in Wide Oak? What do you tell a company, you know, with our current times of having more positions available than we have people? What do you tell a company about that? Because, you know, that's one of the questions they ask, right, is what's the workforce like?
Yeah.
How do you respond?
So, again, we're so fortunate that we have a TCAT and a Vol State right there in Livingston. So they're great to work with, you know, if there's certain skills that are needed. Like I know that TCAT actually visited the facility out there before they opened, and I believe pulled in some folks who were trained at TCAT to work there. So we're just, again, so fortunate to have those institutions there to help train up if a company says, okay, I want to locate there, tell us what you can offer. So, again, back to partnerships, that's a great partnership.
Yeah, having that and having a higher education facility, TCAT, community college, four-year college, whatever it may be, right, is always appealing to industry, to retail, because you have people that are going to those institutions to get more education, no matter what it is. And then most likely they may want to stay home. I don't think there's as many people leaving like they used to. I left out of college, went to Nashville, and it was valuable for me, but I came back, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's appealing, and we're lucky in Upper Cumberland to have Tennessee Tech, Vol State, all the TCATs we have. Mm-hmm. And we're lucky and fortunate to have those things because that's part of the RFI process.
Yeah.
I mean, they're asking what higher education institutions do you have available or accessible, and then how many people from those are going to be in the job market.
Yeah.
And so you to fill out an RFI, that's work as well, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into any of these things. You know, you have to look and see if it's, you know, they can fit on the land you have available. Also, what, you know, if you know what industry they're in, what their pay scale is, things like that. So, you know, you don't want to just put someone in there, right? You know, you kind of want to vet them. And then if they kind of meet your criteria, you want to fill out that RFI
yeah.
And recruit them if you can.
So you've been there 6 months.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've hit the ground running, right? You've got a lot going on because we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
What's your vision, Zach? What do you like to see the chamber at in 5 years or 10 years? Where do you like to see Overton County, Livingston at in 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I would really like to see, from an economic development perspective, I would like to see our community have additional developable land. Maybe see some companies as a result of that producing really great paying jobs. You know, I would like to see that household income go up for Overton County. From a tourism perspective, I would love to see us have a dedicated tourism budget, us heavily marketing our community. You know, as we just discussed a little bit earlier, that benefits all the residents of the community and benefits our region even. And so I'd love to see us really marketing our community, and I'd love to see that instead of $102 in sales tax per household, I'd love to see that go up even higher. And I definitely want to see, from Main Street perspective, that program get the legislation passed that'll help fund it. You know, 5-10 years from now, I'd love to see the chamber just absolutely thriving, being at the center of so many important things for our community. You know, we're already doing that, but just stepping up, you know, our area's growing. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to have an even bigger impact as we grow. So, yeah.
I like it. I think that's a good start. So, just, and I know you're going to agree with this statement, you probably know this, but just in case they are listening, you go back and tell your mayors, your city council, and your county commission, the more they invest into tourism, the more the state will invest into tourism, right? And then the commissioner and the governor have said that. We learned that a couple of weeks ago. We've known that. And anytime a local government puts some money into tourism, the state's going to come in and do what they can, because the funds are available not every year, probably to you all, but they change counties or cities they help. But the governor thinks it's important, and the legislature has proven to think it's important. So the local legislative bodies have to think it's important, right?
Yeah.
And once you can get that, then you can do what you want to with tourism.
Yeah, I think that you know, it's something I'm constantly working on, is having good again, back to partnerships, mm-hmm. relationships. Like, so much of this job is around relationships, right? And so building relationships, but also building that buy-in, if you will, just sharing how important it is, the impact it can have, being able to tell that story, like, this is what could happen for our community. That's really important.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that advice.
Anything I can do to help you, Zach, you let me know. I have enjoyed my time with Zach Stevens, the Livingston Overton County Chamber of Commerce Director. Been on the job 6 months and hit the ground running, doing a great job. Zach, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ben. It's been fun.
Folks, remember, it's a lot easier to be kind than it is to be mean. Take care of each other. Love on each other. Always choose kindness, and we'll get through this, I promise you. See you next time.